Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
You.
And that was a good morning to Chris, too, our board operator. Chris, I got...
And resident stud.
Yes, definitely. A lot of conversation down in the downtime.
Why are you looking at me when you say that, Riley?
I didn't say that. I didn't look.
You did. You glanced over. Okay, yeah, he is. Huh? I'm vouching for him. Plus, you know what? He called the other day and asked if I wanted milk with my coffee. And he was at the deli, and he wanted to know if we needed milk.
Oh,
that is the way to my heart.
A testament to his chivalry or a testament to your prima donna-ness?
Oh. No, just my need for coffee at 4 in the morning.
Now, that's actually a new thing for all of us. Sue wasn't drinking coffee initially, and then you started drinking it. Because we started, like, it also, the reality started to settle in, like, we can't just do this on tea.
Bro.
I was trying it on water. That was a real no-no.
Yeah, you were just drinking, I was drinking tea at least. But here's the weird thing this morning. I don't know why I was addressing this to Chris, but I got, because I'm not complaining about getting up early, but I'm starting to think that all the drinking I did in my lifetime, and even all the drinking I did in drugs I did in high school and on, was not as damaging as listening to, like, you know, the radio. I got this, the radio. Here, let me explain. I'm waking up at 2 in the morning, and every day I got nothing in my head but some weird old song that I don't even know where it comes from. I woke up this morning, I had Fooled Around and Fell in Love by Elvin Bishop in my head. What is that?
That's a sign of having done too many drugs, and you're paying for it now.
No, I think it's actually a sign of something else. I think what's more insidious is classic hit stations. Or else, maybe it's the mercury in my salmon. I eat a lot of salmon, and I'm starting to think that because of the mercury intake, that it's actually because all the mercury in my brain is receiving a classic hit station. Now, all I'm asking is if there's anybody out there who knows about this, about the possibility of those metals, precious metals in my head, picking up radio signals, is can I change the channel? Some way I can get some other channel?
This sounds like
the Partridge Family episode when whatever her name was had some metal foil in her teeth and she's picking up noises in her head.
Is it
she's getting a radio station. Exactly.
I can't understand. Like yesterday it was Bob Seger, Night Moves, and they're all the songs that I grew up with. You know, and I wish I was kidding about this.
He's returning to childhood.
Wait a minute.
It's kind of cute.
Do you set your dial to an oldie station when you go? Because
I don't have a radio, man.
His brain is set to an oldie station. That's the bigger worry.
I woke up. I was going, fooled around and fell in. What is that?
You know what it is?
When was the last time you heard that?
It's called
Middle Age Crisis.
No, I'll tell you exactly what that is. That's those 20-year-old toxins leaving your body. At between 2 and 2:30
they have to leave in the form of an Elvin Bishop song?
Absolutely.
That's their farewell song?
Haven't you checked out your own dream diary?
It's just all the toxins are wearing overalls and a cowboy hat with little Stratocasters.
Yep.
It's like Bishop. Mark's version of a high colonic.
Ooh.
Colonic, as my friend Paul Krasner would said, a colonic is an enema with an ideology. Which is brilliant. We ought to get Krasner on the show, man. He's an old satirical warrior.